Chaotic Bangkok, Thailand's frenzied mess of food, fashion, and fun.
When we were on our way here, we were talking about Singapore definitely had a plan, Hong Kong sort of has a plan, and maybe describe Bangkok.
Well, Bangkok virtually have no plan. I think they say something about plan, but they don't have any plan. Bangkok just sprawn out, you know, in a certain direction, in every direction. There are some people who actually firstly come to Bangkok from a well-planned city. They became frustrated. But as you live along in the city, you see the flavor of that. You see something can be an element of surprise, element of creativity. Things always happen without expectation. What I like about this place is the whole kind of the sense of sanctuary, the sense of a quiet and calm, the sense of community in terms of urban fabric that you can see the building, the distance between building, the walkway without car. Was there in Bangkok like maybe 30, 40 years, 50 years ago, and this is like walking back in time.
Thai people are very flexible. We always find like little loopholes to do things our own way. I just try to stay true to myself. One of my very good friends once said that we don't have the best of everything, but we have a bit of everything.
We're standing right on RCA Strip or Royal City Avenue Strip. We've got everything from clubs to restaurants to galleries. Most of the people that come hang out here are either locals, Thais, or foreigners who know a lot about Bangkok. After 9 p.m., gosh, the entire strip, you've got people, you've got Thais, you've got foreigners, you've got tourists, you've got everyone here on this trip. The unique thing about Bangkok is that although it seems to be packed and chaotic, you've got oases all around where you can escape from the chaos.
I'm from Australia, and I started cooking Thai in London, actually. And that's where I met Bo, and then we came over here. She's actually from Bangkok, so...
Bo is me, and Lan is from Dillon, and I take the LA end of that. It doesn't matter how great the chef is, it's come down to the raw material that they use to produce good food. So we are lucky in Thailand.
Collected a lot of old cookbooks that we've scanned, like go through and try to revive recipes that haven't been done for a while and see how we can interpret them and play with them. We wanted to do Thai food as we believe it should be cooked and not compromising in flavour for a Western palate.
My music can be called dark pop. I don't call myself a rock star, I'm just a singer. We are now on Scooby Side 11, introducing one of my favorite places in Bangkok. Even though it's actually quite touristic around here, but actually, you can find this really traditional Thai restaurant called Soup 11. I think Bangkok's very rough. I think it has to be the people, basically, that separate Bangkok from the other countries. It's very creative in a way, the way Bangkok actually presents herself. Every corner can be inspirational, like this, for instance. So that's the way Bangkok is.
There are so many rooftop bars these days, but this has to be one of the top ones to come to. It looks completely different up here at night. Everyone has their preconceived notions about this city, and you really can't believe it till you've been here. I've lived here for 6 years, and I think I'm still discovering new things every week. I think 20 years from now, I'll still be saying the same thing.